Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let's shout for joy together. We are Abba's dear child. That's not all. I'm thinking of the name of the Lord Jesus. It's so precious. It is the name of a man. It has the meaning of deliverance. He is the one who came to deliver us from sin. If he didn't have the intention to come, he wouldn't have this name, Jesus. Hence, this name, Jesus, is really for you and me. The name Jesus represents he is born for us. He lives for us and he died for us. He even lives for us forever. This name is not only for deliverance, it also expresses his heart of desiring us. He also longs to become a man, for he really wants to be the closest and the nearest with us. He walked through the path of love in order to save us. The name of Jesus tells us that he had suffered from the greatest agony. But how precious! Jesus also tells us that he is the risen Son of Man. He is our manifold true beloved. His name tells us who he is and his heart to us. In fact, God has many precious names in the Old Testament, but I won't go into it detailed. How about we will name it through the hymn? In God's Family Hymnal, the 14th, Psalm 39, the preciousness of double name of the Lord. God has a lot of names, and all of them are very much related to us. Shall we sing this hymn together? For there is no English version. We'll read the translation slowly. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sikkunun, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shammah. Your manifold love, focus on me. Embrace me into the depth of your heart. Surrounds me to eternity. You are the Lord, will provide. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is peace. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, your healer. The Lord of hosts. The Lord is there. Your names are precious and fragrant. Your journey of love is touching. Enter into my various needs. Put me in peace and joy. How precious your name is, Jesus. The name is dedicated for me. This is named till eternity. For you treasure whom you love. For you longed as a man forever. Same as me, the nearest. Aesthetically, you dwelled in my heart. Your love dream accomplished gloriously. Your names are precious and fragrant. Your journey of love is touching. Enter into my various needs. Put me in peace and joy. Lord, you and I are truly compatible. It's so precious. I am created for you. Born again and live for you forever. You are my true beloved. You and I live in sweet and loving eternity. When I sing every single name of the Lord, I'm filled with hope, for this name tells us what He's like. Jehovah Jireh, for He will provide. I firmly believe He prepared the best for us. I will receive the present for Him. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me to walk on the righteous path. He will guide me to walk on His path, glory upon glory. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. His every name is my need, my hope, and my joy. How precious the Lord Jesus dwelled in our hearts. His names and He are entirely belong to me. I really enjoy our names are also in His heart. He knows every single one of us. He knows our needs. He's so precious. He is I Am. His other name is I Am Who I Am. He is who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty. It is beyond our imagination that His name is I Am. He will provide for me everything. Should we sing this hymn again? Let us enjoy the names of God and all these relationships with us, and we will worship together after singing. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sikkunun, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shammah. Your manifold love focus on me. Embrace me into the depth of your heart. Surrounds me till eternity. You are the Lord, will provide. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is peace. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, your healer. The Lord of hosts. The Lord is there. Your names are precious and fragrant. Your journey of love is touching. Enter into my various needs. Put me in peace and joy. How precious your name is, Jesus. The name is dedicated for me. This is named Till Eternity. For you, treasure, home you love. For you longed as a man forever. Same as me, the nearest. Aesthetically, you dwelled in my heart. Your love dream accomplished gloriously. Your names are precious and frequent. Your journey of love is touching. Enter into my various needs. Put me in peace and joy. Lord, you and I are truly compatible. It's so precious, I am created for you. Born again and live for you forever. You are my true beloved. You and I live in sweet and loving eternity. Lord, I praise you, for you are I am, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. In fact, your name can satisfy all our needs. You satisfied our hearts from everlasting to everlasting. How precious! You are entirely belong to us. You dwell in our hearts. You are Jesus, whom delivers us from darkness into the marvelous light. We have a share in this fellowship of love. It's so precious. The name Jesus can truly comfort our hearts most. For you became a man to be the nearest and the closest to us. Your path of love have shown us our position in your heart. We are the one whom you treasure most. O Lord, may every single name of yours help us to have the fullness of hope and power. And we enjoy very much your heart and your relationship to us. Lord, help us to enjoy you entirely and to enjoy that you are almighty. May our hearts love you more and treasure your names. Brothers and sisters, you can have some time to worship the Lord first, or you can sing this hymn again. Remember, don't just listen to my sharing. You should draw near the Lord and have a close chat with him. Let him to talk to you, for he really wants to open his heart to you. Just like he wants to tell you his names one by one. You can continue with this recording after your quiet time, and we will read the Bible together. So we will read in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse 1 to 3. God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar dear to the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you, and purify yourselves, and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, so that I may make there an altar to the God who answers me in the day of my distress, and has been with me wherever I have gone." We have read the history of Jacob, who left the land of Canaan for 20 years, and now he was able to do so. When he left home, he has a staff only, and now he returned with a large family and many possessions. When he left Shechem, he bought a piece of land, and something happened. His daughter was humiliated, and his sons have killed the people in the city of Shechem deceitfully. Jacob was afraid the people of the city would come for revenge. While he was lost, God appeared to Jacob and asked him, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar there for God when he fed his brother Esau." That was the place where God appeared to him. Do you remember he saw the ladder of heaven in his dream? God said to Jacob and asked him to go to Bethel. Firstly, he asked his whole family to cleanse themselves, to discard all the foreign gods and idols. As you can see here, his family, all the people who dwelled with him, might not be him, were affected by the tradition of Shechem. Even there were some worship the foreign gods. I didn't know whether Jacob knew about it, or he let these happen in his family. But this time, God said to Jacob to leave Shechem, not just physically, but spiritually. They should love God, worship God wholeheartedly, and took away the foreign gods among them. They couldn't be double-minded. What they did resulted in bringing them blessings. God had especially blessed them on their journey to Bethel. The people in the cities around them were afraid. Hence, they didn't trace them. Brothers and sisters, we have to cleanse ourselves and not be double-minded. We shall not serve God and love the world. God hates the people who are double-minded. God asked Jacob to return to Bethel. It was quite meaningful to us, for Bethel was the place where he met God for the first time, the place where Jacob knew God, and he asked Jacob to return to Bethel, to go back to the former place where he knew God. In the letter to Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 14, "For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end." We shall hold fast the original faith. We have the full confidence when we believe the Lord Jesus. In fact, we didn't know Jesus very much at that time. We simply believed that he saved us and loved us. Then we are willing to repent and receive him. Our spirits were greatly affected by him. Hence, brothers and sisters, we shall recall how we are saved. It was a great blessing that we have, that we are saved. God has changed our life. It is very special in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, from verse 6 to verse 15. Seemed someone done a review on Jacob, how he came from Bethel to Padan Aram. He passed through many places. He then met God in Peniel, where God changed his name to Israel. I found when he worshipped God and poured the wine and oil on the pillar. Seemed there is a video appear in my mind one by one. His past experience appeared one after the other. When we recall the grace of God, I believe we will be the same. I believe the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe his hand is molding upon us. All these videos and experience, how the Lord accompanied us, how he healed us, how he comforted our hearts by his words. I also have those experiences. Hence, it is worthy for us to use some time to sit down and think of our conversion, our growth, the hardships we face at different stages. We will see the hand of God, his blessings. He will not leave us at all. Therefore, I really like the verses in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, because the growth and experience of Jacob, like you and me, we were simple when we were the young believers. We loved the Lord very much, and we grew when we experienced various twists and turns. But we still need God to mold us and transform us. It's so precious how God blessed Jacob and be with him. The same God will do to us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Here it mentioned Jacob returned to Bethel and recalled the grace of God and his promise to him. He offered to God once again. I can see Jacob at that time. He was in peace and steady. Why do I say that? Actually, it mentioned there were three people who passed away in this chapter. Firstly, Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, the nurse of Jacob's mother. The second one was his wife, Rachel, and the third was his father, Isaac. I believe he lost his beloved wife. It was a crisis to him, but as you can see, it didn't mention any of he being in great sorrow or any of his reaction emotionally. I believe he could see all the things was in the hand of God gradually. All he had to do was to commit everything to God, to obey all the planning and guidance of God. No longer he got hold onto everything as in the past. I'd like to finish my sharing here, for I would like to have some time for you to quiet yourself and think how I'm saved and how I have grown. To have some time to think of the grace of God on you. Just like in verse 1, God said to Jacob, "Arise, get up to Bethel." Brothers and sisters, come with me as well. Arise, get up to Bethel. Let us have some time to recall your experience from you are saved until now. Then you can give thanks to him. May the Lord bless you.